we had Devin, 193 yards rushing on 28 carries, 3 touchdowns. He had 174 and a touchdown, 1,000 yards rushing. First quarterback to do that at UNM. Broke Stoney Case's total offense record. We already put the graphic out, dude. there's a whole bunch of other. I think he's the first one to have first quarterback with 3 straight 100-yard games as well. Sean.
I know designs and scrambles are different and all that. Did you expect, you come in tonight expecting to carry it 28 times?
It was obviously in our playbook to have me be able to use my legs during this game. Washington hasn't really seen too much of a running quarterback during this season, so to take advantage of that and use my legs, it was a huge factor this week.
I don't even remember what the down and distance was, but can you walk us through kind of that play where you did swing it out to the right and end up coming in for the TD?
Oh,
4-yarder.
The last one. I beg coach all the time. Put the ball in my hands. I believe I'm gonna put this team on my back. I'm gonna go out for my team because they've worked so hard to get here. So the fact that we're at that 1-yard line, I'm gonna play everything for my team. And I had a lead blocker, and he fully dominated him on the edge. And I knew I was getting in there.
Telling yourself?
Yeah, I feel like I kind of fell down by myself on that play. I didn't really feel like I got hit tackling on that play, so I could have scored a lot earlier during that drive. So just upset with myself, knowing I could have ended the game a lot sooner. I missed out on an opportunity.
Coach Minden all talked early in the year about not having him run ball quite so often, hoping you could go the distance this season. With what was at stake tonight and next week? Just all bets are off. You just do what you need to do.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I tell coach, I'm ready. There's no need to hold back. I'm putting myself on the line for my team. That's just how brotherly love works. I wouldn't say it wasn't brotherly love at the beginning, but now we've made it where the team is. I put them first before anything. So if that's what I got to do to win games, that's what I'm gonna do.
How proud of your other defense?
Yeah, super proud of them. They're starting to make a statement that second half. Obviously they allowed them more points than they went into the first half, but come out the second half, that's multiple times where there's a huge shutout to the other offense, them scoring. So the fact that defense is holding them to give me opportunity, to go out there, and our offense took full advantage of that, and that's what happens. Yeah, Coach Mendenhall made it very, very known on our situation and, how big this opportunity is. And we've worked so hard to get here, and to have this opportunity in our hands, why not take full advantage of it? So the fact that I feel like we went out there and, everyone was on the same page and, we dialed things up to win this game, it was huge for me. I never had disbelief that we were going to come out here and win this game. I felt it all week during practice, so proud of my team. Yeah, I think the records and all that are great. It's hard for me to come up here and, just pat my back. There's so many people on this journey, that's helped. Coach Beck is obviously one of the main ones. Just being able to use my talents and showcase me in a way where we're able to move the ball, very easily, and just have the offensive line. Those guys trust me with all their hearts, telling me they love me, they're going to block for me, they're going to do everything they can for me. So. There's no way I can fully give myself all the credit. I'm just happy the group I'm around.
You guys left the first half of the game down by 14. Did you play any sort of role in motivating the rest of your guys through the heart and the ugly of football?
Yeah, I'm a person, I try not to, act different when situations are hard. We've practiced all week. The belief has always been there. And, I tell the guys every week, I'm never going to lose trust in you. I'm going to keep coming to you. And, you know, that's kind of how I am. I try to make sure everybody's let easy, you know, make sure that, you know, as long as I'm not out of control, you know, it kind of helps them, you know, not to feel like they have to get out of control either. So I just tell my guys, you know, I believe in y'all. We're going to go do this. And simple as that, we go out there and do it.
And what was it like watching fans come and storm the field to celebrate the hard-earned win?
Yeah, I think that was my favorite part of tonight. Obviously, I've never been part of that. So to see that and, you know, be part of that, that was huge. It was very fun. And I'm happy I got to have that experience.
When they came in, like, where did you find yourself? Were you in the middle of, like, kind of the pack at midfield, or how did that all play out for you?
I said, normally, like, after games, I sit on the sideline a little bit, win or loss, you know, I realize the situation, what we just did, win or loss, and then, yeah, I'm just watching everyone just run on the field, and my teammates are excited, everybody's in the middle jumping up and down, so finally ended up finding my way in there. I got kind of sucked in there by the fans, but... yeah, it was a huge experience.
Was it like people like grabbing like, let's go, Denver? Like how was that for you?
Yeah, like I'm getting shoulder grabbed, people putting their arms around my shoulder like, Dev, come here. And then, you know, just the little kids, you know, always give back to the young ones. I know what it's like to be the young ones. So, yeah, it was just a good experience for sure.
Spent a lot of time, closing out the game tonight too with a different center because there was an injury, there was something to Wallace, and then McKenzie got bumped out to right tackle or whatever tackle, and then Malik, who also played notes, was snapping the ball to you. I mean, I know you've worked with him before and all that too, but to have the offensive line shift like that over the course of the game and still kind of key you guys to a huge rush in the second half, I mean, what does that kind of mean to you at this point?
Yeah, you know, that's a big shout-out to all the line to start off, you know, with a different center. You know, different calls might be made and stuff, so just for everybody to kind of adjust to that. But, you know, just individual credit to McKenzie. McKenzie played left tackle at the beginning of the season, has to play center, then has to move the right tackle during the middle of the game. So, you know, big shout-out to him. You know, just be able to be that flexible guy for us and just allow us to, you know, have an advantage against other teams.
This is your second time all year breaking the rock, I think?
Yes, yeah.
Second time?
Yeah.
How good was this one?
It's a very special feeling, especially even after the first one, too. Just to have your whole team, you know, kind of watching and rally around you and, you know, just I try not to overlook the moment. I try to appreciate it, and, you know, it's a great feeling.
And then, obviously, I mean, no turnovers tonight, second straight game for you, too. I mean, just how big is that as well after, you know, the way that turnovers have been kind of an issue this season?
Yeah, you know, I told myself, you know, all week we write down goals of the week, and, you know, that's obviously been a main factor, you know. Turnovers obviously kill our drives right away, so just living to play another down, and I think it puts us in the best situation. Yeah, playing high school in Arizona, you know, playing in open division, you know, kind of our highest competition. I've been in a couple situations where, you know, I've been down 14, been down 20, and, you know, just being able to come back. And, you know, there's a lot of great quarterbacks out there that, you know, they fiend off of that last drive. They want the ball. And, you know, I kind of felt that today. When I seen, you know, we're able to have another chance, that's all I can ask for, and we're going to go win this game.
Anybody else? Sean? All right, we're done. Down here.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dev.
All right, Monday. I have to get the...